This is John Rothman, and you are listening to the Voice of San Francisco. It's April 18th, and 118 years ago today, at 5:12 in the morning, the earth shook, the sky burned, and San Francisco went through the earthquake and fire of 1906. I begin with that because it was a natural disaster, and one of the things we need to address in San Francisco is what do we do if we have a natural disaster like the one that took place on April the 18th, 1906? I asked the question, and as we pursue the various candidates for mayor, we will also be asking them about the protections that they think we need to take in advance of such a disaster. But I want to speak this morning about another potential disaster. Nothing concerns me more than the question of education here in San Francisco. I'm a product of the San Francisco Unified School District. I went to Madison Elementary School, which is now Claire Lilienthal, then to Roosevelt Junior High School, now Roosevelt Middle School, and then George Washington High School. And I have, as some of you know, I've been president of the Alumni Association for 50 years. I'm actually stepping down at the end of May after 50 years as president of the association. So all of these years, one way or the other, I have had a connection with the San Francisco Unified School District. Let me point out the word unified, because once upon a time, that was the whole point. And interestingly enough, when you ran for the Board of Education, the thing people really were interested in, what was your background? What was your ability to relate to educational issues? Were you a former teacher? Were you a parent? Were you somebody who just took a genuine interest in schools? And when, in the old days, the mayor of San Francisco nominated someone for the Board of Education, they went on the board, and then at the next election, they had to be ratified by the voters. But it was non-political. It was the idea that you chose the best person with the best background to serve on the Board of Education. And then we made a decision here in San Francisco to elect our Board of Education. Now, the most interesting aspect of being elected to the Board of Education is most people have aspirations above and beyond. And so many people who serve on the Board of Education, taking politics, not education, into account, then move on to a higher calling, as they might put it, the Board of Supervisors or the state legislature or, well, who knows what. We even had a candidate or a person who served on the Board of Education who went on to be a nominee for Vice President of the United States. Okay, he didn't win, but it's always nice to know a defeated candidate for Vice President. Now, let's talk for a moment about what's going on the San Francisco Unified School District today. We have a situation where there is a threatened state takeover because, frankly, the deficit is overwhelming. We have a school board which barely functions, and I say this respectfully but clearly. And now we have an action by Scott Rafferty. Now, Scott Rafferty is executive director of Neighborhood Elections. What does that mean? Well, he's from Walnut Creek, not from San Francisco. And what he wants is to have district elections for the Board of Education here in San Francisco. He says that San Francisco is in violation of the California Voting Rights Act of 2002. And he says that when we have people elected at large, it's a violation of the law. So he wants district elections. I want to address this very directly. We already have a Board of Education which barely functions. We have massive problems in the administration at the Board of Education, despite the best efforts of our new superintendent, who, by the way, is a lovely fellow doing the very best job he can. But he's got a problem, and that is, how do you get it all together? How do you clean up the bureaucracy? And one of the things that I think is clear is that district elections to the Board of Education would be insanity. Look, I'm on the public record as saying I oppose district elections to the Board of Supervisors. I thought that was the most disastrous step we could have taken in terms of municipal government. And there are many who are talking about modifying that. But it is Mr. Rafferty's contention that you have to have ethnic balance. You have to have a certain flow to an elected board, which guarantees more democracy. Now, let me be clear. What I want is an effective Board of Education. What I want are people who really know what they're doing and who understand not the politics of the murals at George Washington High School or the renaming of schools, or heaven only knows what other insanity they would propose, but rather a clear and decisive member of the Board of Education who is concerned about teaching, about recruiting the very best teachers, about making sure that teachers are paid on time, who are concerned about the administration of a school district that is concerned with education. In fact, if I had my way, nobody on the school board would be allowed to run for any higher office. It shouldn't be a stepping stone. It should be a touchstone for all of our children. It should be a moment when we embrace the idea that serving on a board of education is critical, not for their political futures, but for our children's future. So let me be crystal clear. I believe that public education is the backbone of American democracy. I believe that having the very best people on the Board of Education, people who really understand education and administration, that's what's necessary. And political aspiration should be put aside. Why do we have a dysfunctional school board? Because, frankly, people run for the Board of Education, and they run political campaigns to serve on the Board of Education. And even though it's at large, political considerations are very often more important than, well, what's obvious. Oh, let me give you an example. How about algebra? Algebra 1 in the 8th grade. Do you know that in order to get that done, not only did we have to put something on the ballot, which passed overwhelmingly, to mandate algebra in the 8th grade, but the school board, which should have known better, we shouldn't have had to go to the ballot. They should have just done it because it makes sense pedagogically. It makes sense from an educational point of view, but let's not confuse people with the facts. So let me be absolutely clear in this matter. Scott Rafferty's idea for district elections for the Board of Education should not happen ever. The California Voting Rights Act of 2002 may apply to California, but we better understand how it affects us. And commissioners are elected at large, and I hope they remain at large. But wait, can I tell you a secret? If I had my way, we'd go back to the old days when the mayor appointed and the voters ratified. Because the Board of Education should not be a place for politics. It should be a place for education and the very best people serving on the Board of Education. This is very, very important because all of us who have children who go to school want them to get the very best education. And the best education, my friends, is an education when people really know what they're doing. School board, wake up! Superintendent Matt Wayne, God bless you. You're doing the very best you can, but you clearly need to have a school board that is more functional. By the way, that's just my opinion. I haven't ever heard Matt express any negatives or positives about the school board. He exists in an existing situation. The Voice of San Francisco is concerned about all San Franciscans, no matter what their age, no matter what their background. But when you consider the role of public education in San Francisco, this should be one of the top issues which we address. I'm John Rothman. You've got one person's opinion on education in San Francisco, and, well, we want your response. Make sure you let us know what you think about this issue, and please understand, it's not going away because Scott Rafferty isn't going away. There'll certainly be another legal case, and the Board of Education is going to have to deal with it. All right, that's John Rothman right here, Voice of San Francisco, every day talking about an issue that I care about, and I hope you will care about too. See you tomorrow.